You can't use a ruv b'trumim. For loy b'maisa rishon shle not to trumasay. It didn't take off the truma, right? It's also tated, so it's not called an oichel. You can't use it for an eruv. For loy b'maisa sheni v'egdish shle niftu. Which the Gemara is also going to ask pshita. Kurv, you have maisa sheni. It's not edible. You're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Out of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. And no one didn't hegdish shle niftu pshita v'tzasa. You're not allowed to eat it. I will see in the Gemara what the chedushim are. So Rashi b'demai means b'kikish shalokam yamorix. For hifesh remenu demai. That you didn't take off before Shabbos demai, the mitzvah it's also tidit. Still, you're allowed to use it for neriv. For loy demai sheshen of edish laniftu, v'yafagav demotzi poriklu hashdimi aloy mafarik. Even though you're able to be poiderit, but right now you weren't poider, and on Shabbos you can't be poider. So therefore, you shouldn't use it because it's not an oicha right now. Now it's also tidit. It's also to use it now. So the Gemara. Demai, holy chazilei. Why does the Mishnah say you could use demai, the paris or the food, the bread you bought from the Amoritz? You're not allowed to eat it now. It didn't take off maisters before Shabbos. So why can you use it for Nerev? The Teretz is, migu di boy maklu nichsein. If the person himself wanted to, he could become a poor person on Shabbos. He could be mafkir all his nechosim. Then the oni, then he'll become an oni. And then the chazilei. It's chazi and oni is allowed to eat demai. The Mela Hashtanami Chazilei. That's enough for even though now you're not an oni, you weren't mafki nechosim, still it's mutter. The about there's a possibility you could make it mutter for you on Shabbos, that's enough that you're allowed to use it for an eruv. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Demai, Machil Nesonim Demai. You're allowed to give an oni Demai teat. In other words, Demai, like Tais always said, the Gemara always says, really midiraisu inemon roiva amuratsim do take off maestris. So midiraisu it's mutter gomet teat. Even in the Rabbon, it's not really an issue of the Rabbon and Demai. It's the Chumr B'yam. The Rabbon told you to be Machmir. Mashenki into an Oni, the Rabbon were not Machmir. That's why the Rabbon said an Oni is Ladi Demai. And who Adin V'yesach Sanoi Demai. If you have the army men, that the Melech makes a degree, when the army men come into the city, the people in the city are supposed to be Mefarnes, the army men. So if you have a chiyus to mafanas him to give him teeth, you're allowed to give him teeth from demai. Because the achsanoi, they're called anim right now. Since they're not home, they're in the fighting, they're called an ani then, so you're allowed to give them demai. So once you see it's mutter for noni to eat demai, who are then you're allowed to make, use it for an eruv tchumin. Now the emerson it's mutter, just rabbanu machmir. So you say, as far as since you have echatimsa, how to eat it yourself, you could be mafki in the chosim, and become an ani, it's called an oichol, you could use it for an eruv. So Drashi Achsanoi, Chayolas Malchi Yisrael, Yiddish army men, Shematinu Noisen al Bnei Yir. The Melech says that the Bnei Yir, the people in the city, has to feed them. Lizoinoi, Vevele Kaniyim Shoreinu Bavatayim. The army men blive like Aniyim, because they're not home right now, so they're an Oni. Omer Afune Tono, Veishama Yermim Ein Machil Nesanim Demai. Veishama holds no, you're not allowed to. Obeisil Loimri Machil Nesanim Demai. Veisil holds no, yes, you are allowed to be Machil Nesanim Demai. You could be Meichel them, therefore it's Mutter.
Give me Gemara then. Yeah.
But Halacha is like this. Hillel, that an Oni is allowed to eat Demai, or Bezoi, that's why you could use it for an Erev Tchumin. Right, the Mishnah says, Uba Meisa Rishon Shemot Lo Trumasli. You have Meisa Rishon, that you took off the Truma. So the Havaminer is, Shemot Lo Trumasli means even Truma Gedoylo. So the Chura Fret Gemara, Pshita. Like, why can't you use it? Abadi could use it for an Erev Tchumin. Pshita it's Mutter. What's the Chiddush here? So the Gemara Lanit Loitzricha Shekdimu Bishibolim. We're talking about now Maisa Rishon means that Yitzibolim means when it was still in the stalks. You're growing wheat, when the stalks, you still have the stalk of wheat, right away you went and gave it to the Levi. In other words, really what you're supposed to do first is, first you take off Truma Gedoyla, usually, then you take off Maisa Rishon and give it to a Levi, and then the Levi takes off Trumas Maisers. That's the way it works usually. But usually you give Truma Gedoyla first. Now, here we're talking about, you didn't give off Truma Gedoyla. When the wheat was growing, when it was still in its stalks, you right away went to the Levi and gave him Maisa Rishon before you gave Truma Gedoyla. You gave the Levi when it was still in its stalks, but not the Memenu Trumas Maisa. And the Levi took out of here Trumas Maisa, for not the Memenu Truma Gedoyla. But Truma Gedoyla was never taken out of these pairs. Still, the Chiddush is mutter teat right now, and that's why you could use it for an Eruv Trumim. Like Rav Avuah says, Amoresh Lakish. The Yomer Rav Avuah, Amoresh Lakish. Maisa Rishon, Sheik Dimu Bishibolin, in a case that a Yisrael went directly with his stalks of wheat. Instead of giving first to the Kayim, Truma Gedoyla, he took the wheat straight, one-tenth of it, he gave to the Levi, he gave Maisa Rishon first to the Levi, is Alocha Potem et Truma Gedoyla. In a case where the Levi took off Truma's Maisa Rishon, then there's no more chiyah to take off Truma Gedoyla. you're potter for giving Truma Gederla. So that's the Chiddush. Even though Truma Gederla was never taken off these wheat, still it's mutter to eat it. What's the Raya? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'hari moisim imenu Truma Sashem. He's supposed to take off Truma from Paris, and we dashin maisim in a maiser. He's supposed to take off Truma from maiser. So we dashin maisim in a maiser mat l'cho, for loy Truma Gederla, Truma's maisim in a maiser. There's never like two chiyuvim to take off from the maisim. If you have it in Meiser, Meiser means you took off one-tenth and gave the Levi. So as though I didn't Trumas Meiser. Now the Levi has to take off again one-tenth. That's called Trumas Meiser. And give that to the Kohen. But there's only one Chiyuv to take off Trumas Meiser from Meiser. There's no Chiyuv to take off two Trumas from Meiser. Like in our case, where you took these stalks of wheat and gave it straight to the Levi. So all you have so far is Meiserishin. You did not take off Truma Gedolah. Still, the Pasuk says you're potter. But the Pasuk says only Trumas Meiser, Mina Meiser. There's a time when you only have to take off just Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gedolah. So here, when you gave the wheat to the Levi, it was only Bishibolim, it wasn't Bikri yet. It was only in its stalks. So really, Midaraisa wasn't Chal the Zman yet to give Truma Gedolah. So about right away you made it into Meiser, then you're potter from Truma Gedolah. So that's the Chiddush of Al Mishnah, like Rabbi Avuha says. Then in the case we gave the Levi right away in its stalks, you don't have to take off Truma Gedolah anymore. So that's a tremendous Chiddush, that you're allowed to eat these Peiris even though you never took off Truma Gedolah. Omer le Rav Popol Abaye, for Rav Popol Abaye, if you have such a posik that says once you have Meiser, there's never a Chiyuv to take off from Meiser Truma Gedolah, there's only a Chiyuv to take off Trumas Meiser, Yochi Afilu Agdima Bekri Nami. Why do we say Dafke Bishibolim, that the Yisrael took the stalks of wheat and gave it to the Levi? Why don't we have even a case where the Yisrael first took the stalks of wheat and made a bakri? That means he took out the kernels and made a pile of them and made miruach. Hegdim of bakri usually means you made a pile of the wheat and you smoothed out the pile. That's called nigmar malachtoi. Now there's a chiyuv midiraisa to take off trumas and maisus. It's also teach from these parents now without taking off trumas and maisus. So why don't you have the same chiddush? The Yisrael first made a kri out of it. He took his wheat and made it into a pile and smoothed out the pile. And instead of giving Truma Gedolah, he went straight to the Levi and gave the Levi Maaser Rishon. Why don't we still say the same Chiddush there? That now there's no Chi of Truma Gedolah anymore. There's only a Chi for the Levi to take off Truma's Maaser. Why don't we say such a Chiddush? So that Gemara name, Omer Le Yalech Omer Kron, such a case where you already made Meruach, where you already made Bekri, then it's Chal already the Chi of Truma Gedolah, the Chi of can never go off. We have a Pasuk. Lech Omer Kron, Mikol Maaser Osechem Terimu. As called Trumas Hashem, that is a ribui. Mashmi as called Trumas Hashem, all Trumas Hashem. Even for Meiser, still you have to take off all Trumas Hashem. What does all Truma mean? Even Truma Gedolah. So here we have a pasuk. One pasuk is saying that Truma Gedolah you do have to take off from Meiser Rishon, and the first pasuk is Mashmi no. Only Meiser Truma mina Meiser v'loy shtei Trumas mina Meiser. So here we have the psukim for the Gemara Mar Rais. How do we know to make a chilik? What goes on what? And the Gemara, hi idgun v'hai lo idgun. That's a svara. Idgun means usually the wheat, when it's first growing, is called shibolis. It's called stalks. It first gets a shem dogun by miruach. That means you take out the stalks, you take out the wheat, and you put it into a pile, and you smooth down the pile. That's the ma'isav of miruach. That's called idgun. May the arise, so when is the chalachiv to take off trumas and ma'isav is only bishas miruach. Before that, you're allowed to eat it. Midiraisa you can eat the peris without taking off trumas and maisvis. Midirabonin you can't eat kvar, you can only eat arai. But I call upon him, midiraisa the chiv is first chal, b'shas meruach. So the svar to say, when the pasuk says that you always have to take off truma gedolah, it's mustarva to say, if mitchila first the Yisrael made a kri here, he made a meruach, so mele was chal a chiv upon him to take off truma gedolah. So now even though he goes right away and gives one tenth to the Levi, al smaiser, still it's a svar, the old chiv didn't go off. Because you were ready to take off Truma Gedolah. So now, from the Levi, you have to take off also Truma Gedolah and Trumas Meiser. Mashenka, in the first posik, that as Mashma, once she gave Meiser, the Levi has no chiyuv to take off Truma Gedolah, that's Mestavra before Idgun, before it came to Matzav and Meruach. So Midiraisa wasn't Mechuyiv in Truma Gedolah. But right away, you went and gave it to the Levi, so you made a Chalois Meiser on it, before it even got its chiyuv Truma Gedolah. So that's Mestavra, the first posik to say, that since you made it Meiser, before the chiyuv Truma was Chal, the chiyuv Truma is not Chal, but Shatz Meiser. That's Mestavra, the first posik. So if you did it before Idgin, you gave Meiser, it's only Meiser, and you have no chiyuv to give Truma Gedolah. But if you first made it Idgin, that the Chiyuv Truma was already Chal, that's a svar the Chiyuv does not go off. Now, the loch of Idgun was saying is there's no chiyuv to take off Trumas and Isis. Kaidim Idgun. When it's Bishiboyless, there's no chiyuv. But if you want to, Avad, you could. Just a din, you're allowed to eat it without taking off Trumas and Isis. But if you do take off Trumas and Isis, once the peris are grown as shlish, you can take off Trumas and Isis if you want. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That even though this Maiserishin had no Truma Gedolah taken off, still it's mutter to eat. In the case when he gave it to the Levi before Idgin. And that's Shabavu's chiddush. Moravaita. The Mishnah says of a Maiser Sheni the Hegdish and Iftu. If you have Maiser Sheni, you appointed, became Chulin. Who was in Hegdish and Iftu, it's mutter to use for Nerev. For the Gemara Pshita, Vadi could use it. Why not? And the Gemara Lo Tzricha, Shenosa Nesakeren, Vlonos Nesachoymish. When you appointed the Maiser Sheni and the Hegdish of Dinis, you're supposed to be Moisev another fist. Not just the money itself, but a fist more. So we're talking about you did not give the extra Chaymish. Or Kamash Mlon, the Chiddush is, the Eina Chaymish Makiv. Even though there's a mitzvah to be paid there another fist, but if you didn't give the extra fist, you should know the pidyon is still chal. So now the Maiser Sheni becomes Chulin, and the Hegdish becomes Chulin. That's why you're allowed to use it for an Erev. Avoloi Betevel. So the Mishnah was, but you can't use Tevel for Eruv Tchumim. For the more Pshita, Tevel is Mamash also Titni Diraisa. Before he took off Trumas and Maisa, Zavad, it's not called a Meichel. Like Pshita, you can't use it for an Eruv Tchumim. Lord Tzricha, be Tevel Tavel Midrabonin. The Chiddush is, even though there's a Chiv only Midrabonin to take off Trumas and Maisa. Ukigoin, Shezoru, be Otzis, Shaina Noko. You planted these apples in a flower pot that had no hole in the flower pot. An Otzis, a flower pot, Shaina Noko, has no hole in it. So it gets no unique from the ground. So midiraisa it's potter from true mitzamaisis. There's only a chiyuv. Amarasani midrabbonim you have a chiyuv. So I would think since the chiyuv is only midrabbonim, maybe the eruv can still be chal. Kamashvula no. About midrabbonim it's also tidit. It's not called an oichel. The eruv is not chal at all. Kur it's also pshiti. About eruv is only midrabbonim. No, but I would think maybe some havamina. Maybe there would be nekel here. Kamashvula no. Even though it's only osim midrabbonim, still you can't use it for an eruv. Now the Mishnah says, if you have Maiserishin that you did not take off the Truma, so it's also Titus Maiserishin, you can't use it for an Erev. But the Gemara Pshita, if you didn't take off Truma, his Av means you didn't take off any Truma at all. Not even Truma Gdela, not even Truma Smaiser. So Pshita is also Titus. So the Gemara, Loi Tzricha no, Sheik Dimo Bekri. We're talking about where first the Yisrael had his wheat and made it, piled it up, and smoothed out the pile, he made a Kri out of it. Now right away he went and gave it to the Levi. He gave Meiser to the Levi. Again, so tomorrow Pshita. Where first the Balabas made a Kree, made a pile out of it, and smoothed down the pile. And the Yisrael first took off Trumas Meiser. In other words, he first took off Meiser and gave it to the Levi. And then the Levi took off Trumas Meiser. And we're talking about in the case where you did not take off Truma Gedolah yet. Almost the same case as we had before. Is Mamal the time I would think? I would think the din should be. Like Rav Papa told Abaya to say what? That any time you give Maiser Rishon first, and then you take off Trumas Maiser, there's never a chiyuv to take off Truma Gedolah. Even in the case where it was the Kree, where first you made it into a pile, still your potter, so I would think it's mutter to use it for an Erev Tchumim. Kamash Mulan Kiddushanilei. Kamash Mulan like the Teretz. When is it mutter if he gave the Levi when it was Bishibolus, when it was still in stalks? It wasn't Chal the Chi Midiraisa to take off Truma Gedolah yet. That's when if you give Maisa first, you part of from Truma Gedolah. But here the case was first you made a Bekri, first you made it into a pile, and you smoothed it out. So Midiraisi, you machuy to give Truma Gedolah. Now if you go and chap and give the Levi first, of Maisa, and you take off Truma's Maisa, still you machuy to take off Truma Gedolah, because the Chiv was already Chal before. That's the Chiddush. Mamele, you can't use these peris for an Eruv Etchumin, because they're not edible. That's the Chiddush. If you have Meister Sheni or Hegdish that you were not poida, you can't use it for Ruvei Tchumin. But the more Vaita Pshita, what do you mean? Hegdish Avadi, you're not allowed to eat Hegdish. Meister Sheni, you can't eat it chutz from Yerushalayim. So what Pasha was talking about, it's not in Yerushalayim now. You're talking about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So Pshita, it's not edible where you are. So Avadi, you can't use it for Ruvei Tchumin. What's the Mishnah's Chiddush? Loi Tzricha, Shepodon, Voloi Podon, Kilchosin. No, Avad, you made a pidgin. You appointed the Maisa Sheni on something, or the Hegdish on something. But the Chiddush is, since it's not Chal, Kil Chosoi, it's like nothing. Maisa, what's the Chiddush? She'apodin agabi asimun. He used a coin, but instead of using a coin that has a tzura, has a picture on it, he used a flat coin without a picture. That the locher is, you can't be poider on these things. You can't make a pidyon of Maisa Sheni only on a tzura. You need. Right? The Pasuk says, Rashi learns, asimon, more beloy tzura. You have a piece of metal with a piece of coin without a tzura on it. Also, the Pasuk says, V'rachmonom, the Torah says, V'tzarto ha-kesef. Kesef sheisha lev tzura. How will you pay the Maisa Sheni only with money that has picture on it, like our coins? That's the type of a coin you're allowed to use to deploy the Maisa Sheni. But if you use a flat coin without a picture, it's not Chal the Pidgin. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though you made a pidgin, but since you didn't do it, Kedinoi, it's bottle of gamri, and it's also to eat it, therefore you can't use for an Erev Tchumen. Hegdish, the same thing. Shechil loy al gabi karka. You appoint the Hegdish on karka. Instead of using money, you use karka. The Rachmanuama v'nosav ha-kesa v'komloid. The Pasuk says v'nosam. And we dash in Dover and Nitna Miyad Liyad. You have to give something over to Hegdish that you can be paid the Hegdish. Mashenkin Karka is not something you can hand over. Since Karka is not handable, you're not allowed to be paid the Hegdish on Karka. So therefore, the pigeon was not Chal, therefore it remains Hegdish, and you can't use it for Ruvay Trumi. So the Mishnah. Hashaleyach Eruvay Biyad Chereshait V'Kotin. A person wants to make an Eruvay Trumi. Again, he wants to put down his mosque and stay sudis outside the city, Alpayimama, that he should be carrying his shvisa there. Now, he made a shliach to put down his erev chutz from the shtot. He gave it to a cheresh or shayt of a cotton. A cheresh is deaf and dumb, a shayt is a fool, and a cotton is a cotton. Oy biyad mi shein amoy deberev, or else he gave it to a kusi, somebody that's kaifer in hilchas erevin, he gave it to a kusi or to a goy, is a loch einu erev. The erev is not chal, like we'll see in the Gemara. Because the person that puts down the erev for you, he's like making a kinyan for you. So you mamash have to make him a shliach, he's doing something for you. He's being kainah, your shvisa, in the mokum, he puts the erev down. So he has to be a bar shlichis, somebody that could make a kinyan for you. A cheresh shaitz v'kotn can't be a shliach. Ein amoydib erev can't be a shliach for you. So drashi shein amoydib erev means a kusi. A kusi or a goy that can't be a shliach for us in these halachis, so the erev is not chal. Let's say you first give your erev, you give the bread, the two chalis, to a cheresh reit v'kotin. You tell the cheresh reit v'kotin, take it down to Payimama. And you should know over there, I have my friend Ruvain. Give it to Ruvain, and Ruvain is going to put it down the same erev for me. You tell your friend Ruvain that's outside by the Payimama, I'm sending the erev now to cheresh reit v'kotin. You take it from them and you put it down the shem erev, harezu erev. Then it's chal. Because the maestro, who's making the erev for you? Your friend Ruvain. And he's a godel. So when he gets the erev right now and he puts it down, that's the chalois erev. And a godel did it for you, that's okay. He's not a bashlich of the cotton. This was in the Gemara. For the Gemara of a cotton loy, is it true that a cotton can't make an erev for you? The yomer afuna, cotton goyves erev. The din is a cotton could go around and collect the erev. I go soon to the territory talking about a Ruvi Chatzeris. How do you make it a Ruvi Chatzeris? All the people live in the Chotzer, somebody goes around and collects bread from everybody, and they put the bread into one person's house. There he says, even a Kotin is allowed to go around to collect the bread. So it's Chor Takasha, we're saying now a Kotin can't collect the bread, and there it says a Kotin could collect the bread, could make the Erev. So the Marla Kasha, can't be a Ruvi Tchumim, can't be a Ruvi Chatzeris. Why a Ruvi Chatzeris? Then the cotton is allowed to go around and collect the bread. Abi, they put the bread in one house because there's no kinyonim chal. It's not the pshat, you're koina, you're shvis in somebody else's house. It's a metzias. If your bread is in his house, we look as if you're living there right now. So there's a metzias. Your bread just has to be in that person's house. You have to collect all the breads, all the matzes, put into one apartment. So even a cotton could do that also. Mashenke and Eruvet Chumim, that's halacha, you have to be koina shvisa. That's a kinyan dik halacha. A cotton can't be koina for you. Just like he can't be koina for himself, he can't be koina for you. So Rashi, goy beserev mipnei chotzeo ma'arv aleim. Eruvet chatzeris. The Eruvet reshusai he'll be alma. It's just mixing up, putting your reshusin together. Who? Hilkach memelo ma'arv. Avi yahav yachal all together. Memelo the Eruvet chal. V'yafagav v'yein ma'isa cotton klum. Even though the cotton can't do anything, lo yichpaslon. We'll see later. If you're shutuf with your chaver, you don't have to make an eruv, because there's no chalois din eruv. It just means lemaisi you're living together. It's good. So if you're a shutuf, lemaisi you'll bribe like one. It's enough. So here also, if you collected the chalas from everybody, lemaisi it's all in one place. When you put down your chalas outside the city by the Ruvei Tchumim, there the pshat is you have to be kaina your shvitzah there. The cotton lo yolam lemikle. A cotton is not strong enough to be kaina. A cotton can't be kaina for you. Just like a cotton can't be kaina for himself, he can't be a shvitzah to make a kinyan for you. So therefore, a cotton is not allowed to put down a Ruvei Tchumim for you. Man a kusi that's koyfrin in Torah Peh and avada din in the rabbonins, so he can't be a shliach. He's not in this parsha, therefore he can't be a shliach. Right? If you tell though your friend that's out the apai mama receive the error from this chera shait v'kodin and put it down for me, then it's chal. How could you be soimich that the Chereshet V'Kotten gave it over to your friend Reuven out there? Maybe the Chereshet V'Kotten never gave it to him. Like, how could you be saying that you're home and you told the Cheresh to give it to them? How do you know he ever gave it to them? And the Gemara could yomer of Chizda. B'yayimit v'ru. Now it's a tapash to Matthias. You have to sign a kimta where he knows vaday the Chereshet V'Kotten gave it to his friend. Either he saw it or else Edom told him. But in a kimta where you know vaday the Cheresh gave it over to your friend there. Or he was talking about you saw him give it over. For the Gemara Vaita. He said another case. The guy was standing in Surim, give it over. Hochinam, you have to say the same akimtum. That the Bala boss was watching the cotton and saw him give it over to his friend. Even though the Cheresh gave it over to your friend and the Chur, your friend, received it, but how do you know your friend's going to do the shlichus for you? How do you know your friend is going to put it down there, l'shem eruv? Maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe he won't put it down to l'shem eruv. So Drashi, Dilma loy mamti le cotton ad liyodei shemakabel teres b'yom v'ru ad shemalichoi. The Dilma hu loy shokum minei v'loy ma'ariv le afal pishiv tichoi. Even though I promise you before Shabbos that I'll do you a favor when I get the eruv, the bread, I'll put it down to l'shem eruv. Maybe he didn't do it. Like Vayta, how do we know you say that shliach oisa shlichusoi? The Baal HaBos is in his house. And how does he know to be soimich that his friend that told him yesterday is going to do it? How do you know you have right to be soimich he did it? Weren't you chush? Maybe he didn't do it. For the Gemara of Aleichush, Dilma lo shokim minei. And the Gemara of Kediyama Rabbi Chiel, the klal is chazoka shliach oisa shlichusei. There's such a chazoka like that. I call upon him on dinin the Rabbonin, you can be soimich. That if somebody told you he's going to do it for you, you have a right to know when he's going to do it. You don't have to be choshed, maybe he changed his mind, he's only a human being, maybe he got sick, maybe he can't do it, maybe something happened. No. There's a klal, chazaka, shliach choshe shechusay. If he told you he's going to do it, you have a right to know when he's going to do it. Is hochinam here also, chazaka, shliach choshe shechusay. That's the chiddush. For the Gemara of Hechi Yitmad Rav Chizda, where Rav Chizda say is halacha, Rav Yechiel, aho, aho Yitmilan, there are this din, the Tanya. If you gave your eruv b'tchumen to an elephant, has you had a tamed elephant, you tell the elephant, take my challah here and put it down, put down my eruv b'tchumen there. Who are din l'kuf? You have a nice monkey in your house, and you tell your monkey, do me a favor, take my eruv and put it outside the city, they listen to you, they go there, here's a loch ain't to eruv. It's not chal. Because he's not worse than a chever shait of a cotton we had before. The chur that not a bar kinyan. An elephant can't be kind of something for himself. Mele can't be kinder for you. Who had in a monkey? They're not worse than a chever shait of a cotton. So that's not chal. What about v'yemor mali achar lekabli hemenu? But you have your friend Reuven that's outside the apay mama there. So you're giving it to your monkey. They're telling the monkey, go meet my friend Reuven and give it to Reuven. And then Reuven's going to put it down l'shem eruv b'tchumim for me. Zokta that this din harays eruv. That's like a good. If the eruv is like a chal. So on this din it was shver. I eshtin v'dumul imam tilei. How do you know the elephant listened to you? Maybe he didn't listen to you. Amar al chizda on this. Rav Chizda answered b'yayimet v'ru. We're talking about an akimta where the valabas watched the elephant and saw he went to his friend Reuven. Hamamish gave it to Reuven. By the kashri is though v'dumul imekabule minei. So it doesn't mean Mamish literally he didn't receive it. It means even if he took it, but maybe the Reuven changed his mind and he's not taking it now on Manas to put it down for an error for you. Maybe the guy decided not to make an error for you. He asked Harotti. He's not going to do it. He needs the bread for himself maybe. Like how do we know Reuven put it down for you l'shem Erev? How do you know you could be Semich on Yerev? On this he said, Omer Rabbi Chiel, Chazoka, Shliach oyster shtichutzay. There's such a chazok like that the shliach oyster shtichutzay. That's why you can be samech and walk alpayim amo on Shabbos, even though you don't know vada if he did it or not. You can be samech since he said yesterday he's going to do it. There's a klach chazok a shliach oyster shtichutzay. Yeah. Yeah. Some of my case we don't see it there. You can't find the guy, or even if it's there, you don't know the guy put it down. The shame erev. Maybe put it down for himself. Like, how could you be saying when the guy did what he said?
Once you know that he already did it already, you put it down there.
Yeah.
Right? So why should you be kosher that he maybe did it for another reason?
That's the shaila. How do we know? That's the cloud. How do we know he did it? Maybe he didn't. It's just the what he told you he was going to do it. How do we know to be saying if somebody says he's going to do something, how do you know you have a right to say he's still going to do it? He didn't change his mind. Maybe he should be mesupik. We'll soon see. So that is this cloud. That the chazok, if somebody said he's going to do it, he's going to do what he said. And you don't have to be afraid, maybe he changed his mind. The chur is still blind the sophic. Maybe change his mind. I mean, why should you say change his mind? It's Let me tell you, speak a little bit, because it's not 100% really shlichus here. Like, you're not telling Reuven, do me the favor and take the error from me and put it out there. You're just doing a small thing. When you receive it, put it down to shame me. Right? How do we know a person still does what he says? Doesn't matter, the quality is a chazok like that. Amar Rav Nachman, b'shel Torah, you should know, no. Ein chazok ha-shlich ha-shlich. If you have a sofa, got a din midiraisa, you can't be saying this chazok. So Rashi b'shel Torah, ein chazok, claimer, loy samchin la-chazok ha-de-chazin u-di-ovid. It will be a shalom nisa diraisa, you can't be saying such a chazok the fact somebody said he's going to do it, that he did it. There, no, you have to be choshes, maybe the person did not do it. He's only a human being. Maybe something happened, he can't do it. And it's not chal unless you know 100% he did it. Mashenki Michelle Seifrim, anytime it's a